Coming out of the hottest year on record, people are desperate for climate solutions. A few startup companies think the answer is a new and controversial technology that involves shooting particles into the stratosphere, as NPR's Julia Simon reports.
A few years ago, Luke Eisman, an American entrepreneur, was living in Mexico.
I guess semi-retired, and I figured I'd eventually get tired of spearfishing for 20 to 30 hours a week.
One day, he turns on an audiobook, a science fiction novel by Neal Stephenson called Termination Shock.
Two elements, T.R. said, alike in dignity.
In the novel, a Texas billionaire shoots sulfur into the stratosphere. That's about 6 to 30 miles above Earth's surface to combat global warming. And this is real science. If you create certain particles in the stratosphere, they can reflect sunlight, which can cool the planet. Eisman finished the book and started Googling this technology called solar geoengineering.
When I started researching, I was like, what the hell am I missing here?
Eisman is not a scientist, but he read scientific papers and decided this is the climate solution. In 2022, he made a solar geoengineering startup called Make Sunsets, and Eisman is not alone. He's part of a growing number of startups, research projects, and nonprofits getting this tech ready to possibly use it to cool Earth on a massive scale. Late last year, I went to a parking lot in Silicon Valley to meet Eisman. He had a mohawk hairstyle, an orange t-shirt that read Cool Earth. He showed me inside an RV with big metal tanks full of helium and sulfur dioxide gas. He opened the tanks, and the gases flowed through long tubes to a big white weather balloon. As Eisman and his business partner filled the balloon outside...
Oh, jeez. You can smell that.
Sulfur dioxide began to leak out, which, in high quantities, is bad for human health. When the balloon was about 6 feet wide, they tied it up.
Do you want to let it go?
I'll let you do it.
3, 2, 1.
There she goes.
The balloon sailed into the stratosphere. They released two more, creating enough particles, the company says, to offset the heating of about 175 cars for a year. That's not a lot, but Make Sunsets is attracting investors, more than $1.2 million from venture capital. A U.S.-Israeli startup also working on this tech has raised $15 million. Gernot Wagner at Columbia Business School says the idea of geoengineering the planet to avoid the worst impacts of climate change is capturing the imaginations of lots of people.
Climate tech is sexy, right? Because it's the lure of the techno fix. Look to DC and, you know, things are messy. Politics is messy. Wouldn't it be nice if we could cut through all of this with the ultimate techno fix that will solve this thing once and for all?
But scientists say this type of solar geoengineering can pose lots of risks. It could affect global crops. It could weaken rain patterns that billions of people rely on. As for the particles, they only stay up for a year or two and then they fall back to Earth. Depending on the material, they can have health and environmental risks, including acid rain. And if you suddenly stop this type of solar geoengineering and you haven't been simultaneously reducing emissions, that can be a big problem, says Christopher Trisos, climate scientist at University of Cape Town.
You get a whole rush of global warming and climate change in a very short period of time. And that would be very dangerous for ecosystems, for biodiversity, in many cases, very dangerous for crops and food supplies as well.
The U.S.-Israeli company Stardust Solutions notes their focus is research. They see a future for getting government contracts for this work and write in an email that governments should make decisions about deployments. Make Sunsets hopes to grow, but experts say they need significantly more material to have an impact, and that could be years away. Still, legal scholars see near-term risks. Tracy Hester at University of Houston Law Center says as global warming gets worse,
there's going to be a strong desire by someone somewhere to do something, and they're going to do it now, not after 5 or 10 years of research.
there is little domestic and international regulation of this technology, he says. Aliyah Hassan from the nonprofit The Alliance for Just Deliberation on Solar Geoengineering worries regulations are falling behind.
Do we want the governance process to be ahead of the deployment of these technologies, or do we want to try and run after it once it's too late?
Last month, Hester and other academics filed a petition with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration asking them to consider requiring solar geoengineering companies like Make Sunsets to file more information about what they're doing. They haven't received a formal response yet. Eisman of Make Sunsets says he's open to more regulations, but he isn't waiting for the government's green light. He thinks the risks of global warming outweigh the risks of this tech.
I have an obligation to do what I can to cool the planet, as does anyone else who actually reads the science.
Still, Imran Khalid, a climate policy expert in Islamabad, says Make Sunsets needs to think more about people in places like Pakistan. Solar geoengineering's risks, like droughts and diseases, could potentially affect developing countries more. Khalid says there should be a global discussion before, not after, advancing this technology. What the world doesn't need, he says, is a climate cowboy.
A John Wayne out there to take things into his or her own hands and try and go alone. We need to avoid that.
Just like climate change, solar geoengineering could affect much of the planet. Khalid says this time, people around the world need a seat at the decision-making table. Julia Simon, NPR News, Silicon Valley.
You can learn more about solar geoengineering by listening to this week's The Sunday Story podcast and find photos of the balloons at npr.org.